I'm Keith Pfeiffer, a lay preacher in the Anglican Church, bringing you session one in the series, Why Does God Allow So Much Suffering in the World? There are some forms of suffering which we cause ourselves. As we read the Bible, we become aware that there are moral laws governing human affairs, as well as physical laws. If we ignore the law of gravity and jump off a building into a crowded street, we can hurt ourselves and others. We accept this as part of life. Others can be hurt by our carelessness. Equally, if a husband or wife is unfaithful and divorce follows, the husband and the wife are hurt and innocent children are hurt. Another of God's laws is that we should love one another. When we break this law, we have strife, anything from minor bickering to outright war and carnage, in which innocents can again be hurt or killed. When promiscuity takes place, social diseases can spread, again encompassing innocent people, sometimes leading to deformed or disabled children. We would not dream of blaming God for instituting the law of gravity, nor blame him if someone disregards it. We accept that the law of gravity is there for our good. It stops us from falling off the earth. When we willingly break God's moral laws, the same conditions apply. We must not blame God, but ourselves. Equally, God's moral laws are there for our good. If we follow them, and they're not really difficult to follow, we will avoid the kind of suffering which breaking them brings with it. The Bible makes this very clear in Deuteronomy 12:28, as follows, and I quote from the Living Bible, "If you do what is right in the eyes of the Lord your God, all will go well with you and your children forever." And in Deuteronomy 28:15, "If you won't listen to the Lord your God, you will be confused and a failure in everything you do until at last you are destroyed." These statements by God make it very clear that much of our suffering is due to our individual and our collective departure from God's ways. We are responsible as a society for much of our own suffering because we do not listen to the Lord our God. Those who depart from God's moral laws suffer, and they bring suffering upon innocents as well. This shows us clearly that we are interdependent. Man is not an island. Even what is done in the privacy of a home, whether good or evil, impacts upon others. To the extent to which individuals are immoral, the whole society is immoral. When immorality is widespread, suffering is widespread, and the society is in danger of collapse. Those who say that what a person does in private is of no concern to others are really saying there is no God. Of course, disregard for God's moral laws does not always result in direct or immediate suffering. Some people commit horrible acts and seem to get away with it. Some husbands and wives are unfaithful for years without any apparent adverse effect, while others face disaster after falling just once. Similarly, in the physical world, some people fall from heights and survive with minor injuries, while others suffer fatally. Some people walk away from horrible car crashes while others die in minor accidents. The results are not accurately predictable. And this is one of the main reasons why people tend to break God's laws. There's always a chance they won't suffer directly from it. People don't deliberately make contact with an electric power point because they know they will almost certainly be killed. However, more and more people are dicing with death or injury in thrill sports such as stock car racing, acrobatic skiing, leaping off buildings into piles of cardboard boxes, all sorts of death-defying stunts. And our society lauds the perpetrators of these thrill-seeking escapades. Many thousands go to watch them, mostly hoping to view some catastrophe. We'll continue this discussion in our next session.